Well, my congratulations to the ABC journalist Chris Ullman for demolishing the pathetic arguments of people like Bill Shorten, who claim that Tuesday's power crisis in South Australia had nothing to do with the state's dependence on renewable energy, in particular wind power. Chris Ullman explains that there are two major technical problems with wind power. First, it is intermittent and must be backed by baseload power to cover days when the wind doesn't blow. And second, for an electricity network to function, power must be synchronous. Now, in simple terms, a perfect, harmonious electrical frequency of 50 hertz every second of every day has to be effective, or you don't get any power at all. If that frequency gets out of tune, the system identifies a fault and shuts down. Coal-fired power has no problem of delivering synchronous power, but wind power's frequency literally fluctuates with the breeze, and variable wind power therefore has to be stabilised with reliable power from other sources. Those other stable power sources could have once included South Australia's now closed Augusta coal-fired power station, but nowadays the only stable power source available to balance South Australia's intermittent wind power is the national grid, and Tuesday's storm shut down South Australia's wind farms altogether and cut the connection to the national grid. It is true the massive storm did put 22 electricity transmission towers out of action, but the question is, would that alone have caused the whole system to shut down statewide if a local coal-fired power station had been operational to provide synchronous power?